Thanks for being with us on Summer Breakfast. Our conversation starter coming up very shortly. It'll be a Steve Smith-inspired conversation starter. Premier League action right now. Arsenal and Wolves, one apiece, 34 minutes in. We'll keep you across that game. And just about to get underway for the third period. Tennessee 35, Indianapolis 14. But Kingy, our attention turns to Denver because coming up very, very shortly, Denver take on New Orleans and they don't have a quarterback. What is this all going to look like? We're very fortunate to have Lindsay Jones from the Athletic NFL join us at the stadium in the press box. Lindsay, good morning. Have you been asked to play quarterback today for Denver?
I was down on the not right on the field, but near the field earlier, and I was kind of expecting that they might, you know, call us into action. But not yet. We'll see. It's still early.
Who is going to play in the quarterback position, considering that all four of their options are unavailable today?
Yeah, so the Broncos have called up a young guy. His name is Kendall Hinton, and he was on the practice squad as a wide receiver, but he is basically the only other guy on their roster who has any experience playing quarterback. He was a college quarterback for a couple years at Wake Forest, which is a school in the ACC. He played a couple years, although he converted to wide receiver for the end of his college career. But at least he has thrown passes in a major Division I college game before, which is more than anybody else in the roster. So this is, I've been covering the NFL for a very long time, but this is one of the most bizarre, crazy situations that I've ever seen. And all eyes in the football universe are going to be on this game and what's going to happen with the Broncos today.
Lindsay, there's reports coming through that they actually asked for permission for one of the coaches to start at quarterback, and they were denied that ability. Is there some truth to that? What have you heard about? Has that ever happened before?
Yeah. No. Well, so it's explicitly prohibited in NFL rules because they don't want to get into a situation where teams would try to stash extra players on their coaching roster as a way to get around salary cap and roster regulations and all that sort of stuff. So it was nothing that the Broncos ever seriously considered. But when they had the oh crap moment on Saturday midday where they realized that none of their quarterbacks were going to be active, they did do a quick scan of who is around, who has passed all the COVID protocols that could potentially play quarterback for us. And one of their assistant quality control coaches was also a collegiate quarterback, although a little bit further back than Kendall Hinton was. But no, it was nothing that was ever seriously considered. I mean, while he did have, collegiate quarterbacking experience, they're not in football shape. I mean, the idea of being able to practice and try to outrun Cam Jordan and Marcus Davenport, and his really good defensive line from New Orleans, at least you want somebody who is in football shape. And if anything, if there's nothing else, at least Kendall Hinton, has been regularly practicing football.
What point do you think that they'll either cancel games or, I know they've tried to delay a couple, put them back a couple of days, but even the Baltimore Ravens are in awful trouble with 11 cases, I think, of COVID at the moment in their playing ranks. So at what point do you think that this will be, you'll have to just forfeit some games and declare draws and those sorts of things?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the last case scenario or the worst case scenario. They're really hoping to try to avoid that. I mean, the NFL really remains committed to playing all 256 games in the 17-week framework. How responsible that is, how realistic that is of happening, it keeps kind of changing by the week, where cases are surging across the United States. This is hardly an NFL problem where, it's not like the NFL is the only place that's struggling with handling COVID right now. I mean, this entire country it's as bad as it's ever been, in terms of this pandemic. And the NFL is just trying to soldier on. And yeah, I mean, this has been one of the most chaotic, crazy weeks in terms of, the outbreak that's going on in Baltimore, where they had additional positive tests coming back within the last 24 hours, and they are still believed that they are going to play on Tuesday night, which is going to be, they're really going to be digging deep into their practice squad roster, calling up a lot of guys who have either never played in an NFL game or haven't played in a very long time. And it's going to be really challenging. I mean, I think there's a lot of calls kind of outside the league, in the media, in some public health sectors, those areas that the NFL needs to pause. And for now, though, they keep believing that through their contact tracing process, and the contact tracing process is what got the Broncos here, is they're trying to very aggressively pull anybody out who could have been in close contact with somebody who's tested positive to keep it from spreading within a team. So they believe that as long as they keep doing that, that they're going to be able to keep the season on track, even if that means we're going to see situations like we're going to have in Denver today where, they're going to have to play without a true starting quarterback.
Lindsay, would the worry be that if the NFL pressed pause on the season that they wouldn't know when it would come back?
Yeah, I mean, that's potentially that. Is like, what would pressing pause necessarily do? Would it be pushing everything back? I mean, you could certainly make a case that you could have moved all of the Week 12 games into Week 18. You could have just said, let's just make sure that, we're not actively spreading this virus amongst our teams. The NFL was very worried about what was going to happen after the Thanksgiving holiday, and we still don't know around our country and especially within the NFL what's going to happen after the Thanksgiving holiday with so many people that traveled, so many family gatherings, and cases surging. So they still don't really know. So, I mean, I think we're all really going to be holding our breath over the next few days to see the ramifications of what happened over this weekend, what the ramifications were for the Thanksgiving travel, and then also for these games this weekend, because we are seeing guys test positive the day after the game. The one, I guess, thing that the NFL keeps kind of patting itself on the back about, or, their silver lining here, is that there has not been any documented cases, any evidence of on-field transmission of the virus spreading from players on one team to another or from within teammates on the practice field, those sorts of things. All of the cases seem to be originating from outside the building. They're bringing them in their communities. It's their family members, their babysitters, their nannies who are testing positive and then bringing it in. But at some point, if there is transmission between multiple teams, I think that's where the NFL would have no choice but to really press pause. Yeah.
Lindsay, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it in the lead up to the Denver game. We'll be watching on with interest, no doubt about it. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Lindsay Jones from The Athletic NFL joining us live in Denver ahead of a game where they'll be having a quarterback who hasn't played quarterback since college.
It's going to be a must-watch.
Remarkable. Starts in about an hour from now, so we'll keep you across it in the last hour of the show. Tennessee 35, Indianapolis 14. Our conversation starter, dedicated to Steve Smith, is up next.